2. The standpoint against Brexit. Many people are worried about what will happen to Britain both politically and economically after Brexit. They assume that it will suffer severe economic damage. This view might be very persuasive because one recent survey has shown that thousands of British workers have already lost their jobs. For instance, one in five persons engaged in the manufacturing industry in the United Kingdom are at risk because of Brexit, with 11% of its companies in this sector having already lost contracts. Almost two-thirds of British manufacturers say that they will have to raise prices to offset against foreign currency appreciation, with costs already hitting consumers. Lord Bilmoria, founder and chairman of Cobra Beer, points out the merits of Britain's remaining in the EU, saying as follows: almost 50% of our trade is directly with other EU members, with another 17% through over 50 EU trade agreements with countries around the world. All in all, two-thirds of our global trade is with and through the European Union. Moreover, at the end of 2018, the EU-Japan trade deal was ratified by both the European Parliament and the Japanese government, and it took effect in February 2019. This agreement provides easy access to the European market for Japanese car manufacturers, while reducing taxes on agricultural exports from the EU. It removes 99% of tariffs applied to Japanese goods by the EU and 97% of the ones applied to European goods by Japan, saving the EU approximately 1 billion euros in duties per year. So, if Britain leaves the EU, it won't have access to this stunning relationship between the EU and Japan, and Britain will shortly lose investment from Japanese car manufacturers such as Toyota and Nissan. Ultimately, many British people will be isolated and as a result lose the ties with world society in the future, while the EU will increasingly strengthen them.